glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, April the 6th, 2023. I'm Donna Leland. We love highlighting what God is accomplishing through local believers. He is building his church and he's using people who have allowed him to love other people through them. And today we're visiting with Julie Zara. Julie serves on the board with Amigos en Cristo, Friends in Christ. Julie, tell us about the birthing of this ministry. Now, it was out of Cherry Hills, wasn't it?
So Jerry Quick and several other members of Cherry Hills Church in Springfield, Illinois. Chris Harrington was one, Jimmy Rousey. We also had Jim Fay, Gene Wilkin, so many original Cherry Hills folks really were part of the birth of Amigos en Cristo Ministries. But it all really started when Jerry Quick and several others from Cherry Hills went to Juarez to serve with Casas por Cristo, which is Houses for Christ. And that's a huge organization, ministry, that several people are familiar with. They serve in all different parts of the world. When they served in Juarez, they were looking around and they're seeing all these kids on the street and kids coming up to them. Okay, we see these, you know, gringos, as they call us, gringos, white people in building houses, and they're having a lunch break, and these kids are coming up to them, talking to them in Spanish, their native tongue, and hungry, first of all. And so, you know, they're giving them their sandwiches or sharing lunch with them, and no, you can't communicate because you don't speak Spanish. Maybe someone does, but they just saw these kids on the streets. They were thinking, this is, something's going on here. And they met with a pastor and a few leaders. They said, you know, why are these kids running the streets in the afternoon? Why are they hungry? Well, they get out of school at noon in Mexico. Mexico has school goes from 8 to noon, or you go from 12:30 to 3:30 or 4. Most of the parents are working in the factories there in Juarez, and they're U.S. factories. The parents are there all day. They get fed lunch, oftentimes get showers there as well. These kids were coming from homes with no electricity, no running water, so they would only eat whatever was convenient. Bags of chips, candy bars, pop, soda, lots of, you could see malnourishment, you could see poor, you know, teeth were just rotting out of their mouths. They went back to Cherry Hills and they said, okay, we talked to some pastors in the area and they first said babysitting. And we're like, no, we're not doing babysitting. We want to impact this community for Christ. How could we do that? So they came back to Cherry Hills. Cherry Hills was like, yeah, we'll support this ministry. And they have since we started. So 2003, two team members went back to Juarez. They built a place where missionaries could stay instead of sleeping on the church floor. They thought, let's start there. So they built this place where missionaries could go, and then they would go out in the community and do outreach specifically with kids. Well, one of the pastors said, you know what, I've got a building that you all can use. And they called it a community center. And that's our first building is called Amistad. What we do in those two community centers is after school, kids come in that from that community, come to us. We provide them a hot, nutritious meal, maybe the only one they'll get for the day. And we provide tutoring to those kids, because a lot of those kids were coming to us with no language skills, no reading skills, because their parents are unschooled. They work in the factories. They don't need to have a high school equivalent to work in the factories, no diploma required. And so they didn't see the necessity for even getting those kids into kindergarten, first grade. And so what we started doing is hiring teachers, not qualified, you know, like a volunteer, but we would call them teachers, and they would find out the curriculum in the public schools in Mexico, And we would basically reteach everything that they learned or do individual. If someone was struggling with math, we would help them with that. And the kids overall, when we were sending them to certain schools, the teachers were saying, your kids are doing better than our kids who are in the more, let's say, middle class area of Juarez.
Wow.
And so we knew what we were doing was helping those kids. And the other thing component that we said, and we knew what was very important, was to teach them about Jesus.
Yes.
Because in a world where there is no hope, we know through Jesus we have the hope of heaven and salvation. And so that was one of the first things fundamental, is we said, we want to teach them about Jesus. And so we have Bible stories and verses, and we do all kinds of activities with them, vacation Bible school. But our biggest area of focus was not just helping those kids, also their families, supporting them through prayer, teaching them about Jesus, really getting to know them and form that relationship with not just the kids, because the kids would go home and they would have dinner and they would say, no, we have to pray before we eat. Mm. And the parents are like, what? So, and then the parents will come to church. Our pastor, Misael, he is actually has his own church. He's a pastor in the community. And then people would start coming to church then. He would do retreats with the families, camping out, teaching them about creation and Jesus. And so many things have been going on since 2007.
Now, do you have any examples of kids who have graduated from the program and have gone on?
Yes, we do. We actually have several children who have graduated from high school, have went on to college. In fact, we even have one woman who went to Moody and graduated from Moody College.
And actually, I know Edna. And when she was going to Moody, she and her friends actually came over and house sat for us over a Christmas break. Now, because this is such an impoverished area, Julie, how are your ministries financed?
One of our strong, I would say most of our support comes from people. I would say a lot of our support comes from people who have went and traveled. And then that's how I got involved. I went on a mission trip with my daughter and my husband in 2014 and never had been on a mission trip before. Mm. Met Lisa Quick at a graduation party of a mutual friend whose daughter went one summer and stayed the whole summer there and worked with the kids, also worked at an orphanage. And my friend just went on and on. And then I got to meet Lisa, and I'm like, Lisa, I fell in love with her and her husband, Jerry, but I'm like, I want to go on a mission trip to Juarez. And she's like, well, this was in May. She said, we're doing one in June. Come along. And my daughter, who at the time was 16, again, neither one of us had never been on a mission trip, nor had my husband, but working with these children and the teachers and seeing the love of Christ that they have, when we have so much here in the United States, in our own, you know, going there and seeing the love that they have for Christ, because they're so joyful. They were so gracious. The people, we fell in love with them. They became our family. And we went back every year after that. Every summer we would go. And then Jerry Quick and asked my husband and I to serve on the board. And we said, yes, we want to. This is a ministry. We want to let other people know. So our main goal is to bring trips, people, mission groups down. So I would implore anyone out there who is saying, you know, hey, I want to go on a mission trip. Now, Juarez, Mexico, people are like, Juarez.
Yeah,
oh my
I was
gosh.
Going to ask you about that. So tell me about that.
Yeah, well, again, a lot of people are very fearful. Like I said, most of our support comes from our former missionaries. And we know, like anything, when you go, you see, you feel, you touch, you hear, and you love on these people, you want to continue supporting it, but with the fear of safety and all that's going on right now, a lot of people are not wanting to go to Juarez, Mexico. But I assure you, I have gone. Jerry and his teams would go in the height of the drug cartel and all of the killings in 2000, 2008. Never once was there any fear of being there at that time. Never once when I have traveled have I ever feared or felt fear. God has just protected us. And we're always in a group. We're always with other locals, that other community members that work in the ministry. But they know of us. We've been established there. They know we're there to do good for their community. So people, they protect us. I mean, there's no protecting to be needed. I mean, we go downtown and we go shopping, but we're always with the pastor, with other of the teachers. We go, we stay in a group. It's like any place, right? In the United States, it's like, you know, in Chicago, there are certain areas, you don't go there alone. Mm-hmm. You're with a group, you don't go there at night. We are all, in every place in Mexico, all the community centers, even the children in Juarez, they are there. When they're there, they are locked in. It's all gated. They have to, the parent has to, you know, come to the gate, and the person has to see who they are. And, you know, they do the same with us. We don't leave outside of those, that area, the community center, unless we're with a group of people and we're just going to the little convenience store next door to get a, you know, get something to drink and a snack, whatever. But the safety has never been an issue, and we really make sure that people feel secure when they go, because there is a lot of fear of, but we really, that's the one thing that's really been, you know, with COVID hitting, no travel to Mexico, you know, so we don't have the mission teams coming. We don't have our, we don't have people learning about the ministry. When we come to visit and when we come to serve, we serve with them. They're encouraged by us being there, because there's other believers like them sharing the love of Christ, coming to them, giving them hugs. It just gives them hope and encouragement that we're still there by their side, because sometimes they feel so alone that they're trying to do all of, you know, being the hands and feet of Jesus, as we know, as followers and believers of Christ, that it is hard work, especially when you're doing it alone. And when they see Americans coming, or any group come from different countries that they can serve alongside and be with, and we can go and encourage them, they value that so much. And so we're really working hard on trying to get more mission teams to come and serve.
How would that look? So walk us through that. So let's say there's a church and they want to get together a team. What are the logistics?
Well, we have a woman, a staff member right now in Juarez, and she's bilingual. She is coordinating team trips, and you would talk with her, tell her, you know, hey, I've got this many people. We have a, like I said, one of our community centers. Again, it's all safe and secure. We have a sleeping for 30 people. We have showers. We have toilets, a kitchen. She works with, what projects do you want to do? Do you want to build something? Do you want to do vacation Bible school with the students? Where do you want to fit in? Here's another really cool thing, and I don't mean to sidebar you here, but we have another center we've opened. Actually, it was in honor of Lisa Quick, Jerry Quick, the founder, his wife's father-in-law named Frank Amorosi. So we have a Frank Amorosi Fine Arts Center that will supply the community, provide the community with opportunities and mission teams to come in and do music, dance, plays. We have people that have donated instruments. We have a music teacher. So we have kids who are learning to play the violin, the guitar, the drums, something those kids would have never had an opportunity to learn without this part of our ministry. We've expanded it so that we can do the arts. We have a professional artist who teaches them all different phases. Now we have a photographer. One of our teachers is a photographer.
Wow.
And he's teaching them different types of media, radio, photography, cinematography. It's opening their eyes to a world they would have never been able to experience without Amigos in Cristo Ministries and our supporters. I mean, that's what we want people to see. You can come and you can plug in however your team wants. If you have youth, we'll plug you in. If you want to do a family, in fact, June 3rd, we're doing a family mission trip. So just like my daughter and my husband, we were able to go as a family and serve. We're doing everything in the Fine Arts Center, music, dance, art, whatever, plays, drama, and that's going to be June 3rd through the 10th. We usually do a week long from a Saturday to a Saturday, but again, we even do vision trips. Let's say a pastor of a church is really looking for a new ministry to support, or a youth pastor wants to come and bring teams, or a mission group wants to, whatever mission team you have or, you know, group, we'll come and do a 3-4 day trip so you can see our property, see the work we're doing. How can you come alongside us? How do you want to support us? Because that's really what it's about.
Yeah.
Is once it's like anything, you know, we can, once we see it, feel it, smell it, eat that delicious food those cooks cook for us. I'm telling you, my daughter did not want to come home at 16. She was so moved and with the love. She said, Mom, why do I have so much anxiety and I have everything, and I come here and these kids are so joyful and they have nothing. I see God everywhere when I'm there. And I think sometimes, you know, you and I were just talking about our landscapes, that we can look out the window and we can see God's amazing beauty. And you know, sometimes when we're in our mundane, go to work, come home, go to work, come home, you know, we take our eyes off Jesus because we're just looking at our own problems and our own tribulations. But when you go, and especially in Juarez, and you see people and how they do life, but they have a smile and they greet you with a hug and thank you. I long for that. It revives my spirit, my soul, my eyes of who God is and the kindness that Jesus has shown to these people, my brothers and sisters. I mean, I'm always like, I'm going to see you in heaven. I know I'm going to see you in heaven one day. And I can't wait.
Mm-mm.
I can't wait to see all my Mexican brothers and sisters in heaven one day. And they have a really, really, really hard life.
Yeah. And we're all going to be wearing garments of white.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter who's got the designer or the better
Amen.
Threads. It's just, we're all the same in
Yes.
Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen. And that is what I feel. It doesn't matter the color of our skin. It doesn't matter, right, what we're wearing and what music we're listening to. It is, but to praise Jesus alongside them and be that connected in that way is, I don't have words. And I know, you know, I think about it and I just think about Jesus's arms around every one of those kids and teachers, you know, who are serving. And
tell us a little bit about the leadership, the current leadership of Amigos in Cristo.
We have a wonderful board. I mean, you know, we so many people who give so much time and energy, and Carol being one of them, Dietrichson. I mean, she's been on the board probably beginning, really. 2008, and it's great working alongside my husband. I mean, we have myself and my husband. We have another couple who are one of Andres and his wife Mashim Tejas, who is a doctor, and he was a Spanish teacher where he is from. He said, my life changed because of missionaries that come down and do mission work with our church. He said, I'll never forget. I had this white woman, never seen a white person before, coloring with me And every time I would look at her, she would just smile. And I thought, that is a kind face. And that showed me the light of Jesus and who Jesus was. So he and his wife, they serve on our board together. And we do medical mission trips. We have a dental hygienist who's going to do one in May. One of our former students of Amigos en Cristo is in dental school. And that's another thing we're helping. We have college scholarships for some of our students who want to go to college. They have no means to, you know, ways for support. So we are supporting three students in college right now. And she is one of them. She's our pastor's daughter, and she's going to dental school.
Wow.
So the dental hygienist and DJ is her name, are going to do a whole week long of dentistry and how to take care of your teeth. And they're going to do some dental work. She's bringing other dental hygienists from the United States to clean people's teeth. There's so many opportunities to serve there. Mm. Again, medical missions, dentistry. We had eye clinic before. We had an eye doctor come. He brought his LASIK machine and did LASIK eye surgery. Mm. Restored people's sight. Mm. They had cataracts. They could see. Mm. I mean, it was so over the many years, we have so many stories that have changed people's lives. People that have went to serve, they come back and they're different. Mm. Here's the thing, Don. I can go on and on and on about it when someone gets me going because it has changed. It has changed me.
Yeah. Well, Julie, thank you so much for sharing with us your ministry here on Mark and Friends. Now, if people are interested, how can they contact?
Yeah, they can go on to our website. It is aecministries.org, and there's information there how you can give us a call, send us an email. Really, the best way is to go through the contact. But you can learn more all about the ministry. Check out our website, and that will give you all the information. AECministries.org.
Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Donna.
And thank you, dear listener, for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. Mark again tomorrow teams up with Pastor Jason Schiffo, and they'll be working through the Word of God along with other voices of those joining them at our Great News Media studios. It's Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. and p.m., and then 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listeners.